Good. Good morning, everyone. We're so excited to have you here with us. Welcome to Wednesday.
It's going to be a good day.
Yes. If you're just joining us live on Facebook or on Zoom, we'd love for you to say hello in the comments or the chat box. Hello, good morning. Where are you joining us from today? And I'd love to know, we're going to mix it up. You can absolutely, I'd love to hear what oils or supplements that you're utilizing this morning. But I'd also love to hear one thing you're grateful for in the comments, right? Like, we woke up today and I love, like, gratitude's so been on my mind this week and just through the whole last several days, like things, that message just keeps showing up. So I'd love to hear about that. And I am bringing some energy today. You notice the earrings? Andy, notice the earring?
I love the earring show. What do we got here?
I mean, there's a part.
Is this a light fixture?
I mean, no, but you guys, like, this is, as you know, rare for me, but I just felt like I feel like we should be at like a Cuban, like, dance party or something.
Why do we not have Mexican music going on in the background? Like,
right. Like, I just am feeling a little bit of the, like, hey, are we feeling vivacious about life a little bit today, you know?
I like it.
Yeah. This is for my share of success, people. If you're willing to get up early with us.
This is my gift to you.
Well, for today.
For today.
I can't promise this every week. If I do it every week, it loses its, you know, luster. It loses its power.
I know. Same thing with Neil Diamond music.
Hey. Yeah. Jacqueline Rosie, get on board.
That's right.
Because September mornings, claiming coming to America.
All right. On Facebook, we've got Bonnie. She says, grateful for the abundant blessings that surround us daily.
I love that. And on our chat box, and if you're here with us on Zoom, make sure you share your comments to everyone because some of you are just sending them to the panelists. And yes, I love. Sam saying, hey, love starting my day with y'all. Quiet home. Grateful for a quiet home this morning. And Andrea saying, grateful for her friend's successful triple bypass. Hi, Gina. Good morning. Elizabeth saying, grateful to be alive. Amen, sister. Tina found a puppy yesterday. Love that. Grateful for abundance. Grateful for family. The light winter you're having in Tahoe. Yeah, we've not had a light winter in Utah, but it is getting sunnier, and I can start to see the daffodils poke through the ground. So I'm grateful. I love it. I went skiing on Monday, Andy. I coached in the morning and then I skied all afternoon with my cutest brother. He's such a love. And it was chilly.
Oh, like,
but it's because I like to ski, but I am more of a fair weather skier where it's like it's got to be sunny and warm.
So here's the bigger question. How did you look?
How did I look?
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, I was rocking a sporty braid out the back of my helmet. I'm a helmet wearer with hot pink goggles, and then I do wear pink lipstick.
Because I know the outfit is a big deal.
It is always a big deal.
You know, if you're not looking good, then hey, what's the point?
You know, right? I love that you just get me. I'm so glad you're like my brother as well, and you just, like, feel me and get me, and, like, you just understand. Because it is, it's true, you know, it's like you pick out a cute little outfit, but my outfit's pretty neutral. I wear a black coat, of course, it's got a little fur on the collar, you know, and then white ski pants.
Okay.
And then white gloves. So that's a pretty neutral palette, but then my skis are really bright. So then I have a hot pink goggles over a white helmet. So see, we go white.
Pop of color. The pop of color, right? Goggles,
and then hot pink, you got to wear a little pink lipstick. And then. Okay.
I
usually put my hair in a braid because, guys, if you don't put your hair in a braid, all that wind, it just, you know.
Yeah.
But this is not why friends are here today to hear about my skiing attire. This is not the point of why we're meeting.
I actually kind of asked that in jest, but I actually did have a coach and a mentor who I rolled up. So Natalie and I had paid multiple four figures for this person's coaching. And we rolled up to that success for that mentoring from him in an old brown beat up pickup truck, like a Mazda from maybe the 80s or 90s. Like it was ghetto. And he said, you know what? You look good. you feel good. And when you feel good, you do good. And I was like, dang. Because I thought, you know, being super modest and kind of intentionally, you know, downplaying looks was actually the best strategy. I thought that's what humility looked like. I thought that's what my personal brand should be. And then I realized, you know what? Looks actually do matter. And if we're not putting our best foot forward, then we're probably not performing at our best.
You know, one of the things I really appreciate you is you take sometimes, even if I'm being funny, or you can just pull like wisdom from whatever's being shared. I mean, seriously, you really can. But it is true. And it is why, like for me, for sure, is that it's like, hey, let's take time to get dressed and get put together. I mean, you helped me with that when we switched from being on the phone to video. It's like, well, I guess I'm going to be put together by 8:30 in the morning.
I don't think I'm ever going to live that one down.
But I love it. Love it. So
look good, feel good. Feel good, yeah. Do good.
Yes. Look good, feel good, do good. I agree. It's when you feel better, you perform better. And of course, as your self-care coach, everybody, I want you taking time. I think one of the things, I don't want you to, Andy, I don't want you to fall off that chair. But I actually got up early this morning and I went to the gym before this call.
Dang.
So
what's up?
I've invested in the vessel already, which is probably why I'm really wearing the earrings, is I'm already feeling like we're ready to rock and roll.
We're on it today. I love it.
Well, and there's just good things coming, my friend. We're on the cusp of March. March 1st is on Sunday. And so February, love it. I love, you know, you just love life wherever you're at. But I'm in the process of, we're up-leveling my sales summit series that will kick off in March and is a month-long course. And we're going to make some money, honey, in the month of March. Like, that's why I'm also wearing the green. I'm going to do a Facebook Live in my sales summit group from last year. We're Facebook Live in at noon. Some of you I know are part of that community, and I'll see you there. But, you know, March to me is always, it's like, again, like the rebirth of spring. It's like this fresh and the new and the green and the vivaciousness and all of that good stuff, that it's time to, like, I don't know if y'all are feeling that, but I'm feeling that. It's like, all right, it's time to grow and birth and new beginnings. And like, I mean, if you're feeling that with us this morning, could you raise your hand? Could you put yourself in the chat box or on Facebook Live? It's like, who's ready, seriously, to say, I'm ready to grow? Like, March, I'm claiming it now, is going to be my month. Like, you got to claim it, to own it, to create it, you know? Andy and I and Natalie met last week, and you guys, we can't share too much yet, but we're in some creation of some magic for y'all. So you better get ready, because this train is like leaving the station and we're going to some new destinations. Like, y'all have gotten a little comfortable with us every week, but let me tell you what, we are masterminding some good stuff for y'all. So you better take your LLV. If you ain't taking it yet, you're going to want to
buckle up.
Right, Andy Goddard?
That's right. Eat your vitamin pills. Here we go.
Yeah. We had quite a vivacious meeting last week. Me, you, and Natalie did. So
yes, we did.
There was some energy in that meeting. Yes.
And we've got good stuff coming. I've never been more excited. Oh,
so what's on your mind today? If you want to tee us up to a thought, but I want to start percolating coaching. If you know you have a question, something that you want today, or that you're saying, this is what I'm working on, or this is where I'm stuck, start thinking about that and putting those questions in the chat box. Our preference is you'll join us live. That's what we prefer. We want to chat this out, talk this out. If you can join us on video, or you can just join us live, but you're only on audio. If you're saying, hey, I'm still in my pajamas, I'm not ready yet to be seen, we respect that too.
I know a lot of people are jumping on Diamond Club, which, let's just hear it for all the Diamond Clubbers. Like, y'all are heroes, and so grateful for those who have the vision and the courage and just the grit, right? Diamond Club is all about grit. And I'm going to be a little honest here. Like, half the reason we joined a network marketing company is so we could be our own bosses. But the number one thing that kills us in network marketing is that we're our own bosses. So right. Diamond Club is a chance for us to just get on track and get on purpose and whip our little booties into shape and make stuff happen that we know we want to make happen. And now we have a track to run on. So here's a shout out to all of our Diamond Clubbers in the house. Y'all are the bomb.
Yeah. Let's rock this out. March is your month, people.
Serious.
Yeah, yeah. Look at all this love in the chat box.
I know. Facebook is blowing up with all the hearts.
Well, I'm just serious. Like, I think at some level, like, all kidding aside, because I'm obviously a little bit my playful energy, but all kidding aside, it's like, have you made a decision yet? And have you chosen in? Like, where's your life going? And what's it going to be about? Because otherwise, if we're not conscious about it, we just live life at the familiar bandwidth that we're on. And you have to intentionally say, no, I'm choosing a higher vibration. I'm choosing into my next level. I'm choosing to grow. I'm choosing to up-level my habits, right? Like, I'm hosting, you'll love this title, and your wife is coming. But on Thursday night, I'm hosting a Babes Who Book Club gathering. How do you like that language?
Babes Who Book.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so we're having a book club on Thursday night, and we're recapping the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. I know you and I have talked about this on this call before, but I've just really been loving that and the reminder of, okay, like, are we switching up our habits, and are we making some decisions, and are we being intentional? Because you know what? If we're not being intentional, we'll just repeat familiar, and familiar is the path of least resistance, right? You ever notice that, Andy? Like, when I am wanting, when you're, any of us, you've all seen this, right? Like, it takes no effort. How much effort is required to sit on your couch and scroll your phone and eat potato chips?
Not too much. Not much.
Not much, right? But like, do all the things. And that doesn't mean we're wrong for doing that. It's not a right, wrong, good, bad morality judgment. It's just about intention. Like, when you're saying, I want to grow, I want to invest in my body, I want to grow myself physically, mentally, emotionally, I want to grow my doTERRA business, it's like, we have to choose into that. It's a conscious choice. And then we re-script those habits, right? So I'm just excited for all the cool stuff that's happening. If y'all want to read or listen, I've been listening to it on Audible, the book Atomic Habits. I highly recommend it. I've really been loving it.
It is so good.
So good.
It's, yeah, it's the slight edge on steroids. Like, it's taking all those principles, but it's like, okay, now move that into actually building habits. Like, hack your life. And I love that word hack, right? Like, hack is all about building shortcuts to get the gains, you know, like, but real gains. This is not just fake short-term gains. It's like,
yeah,
let's restructure little things in our life that move the needle in a big way. Yeah. So again, the title is Atomic Habits by James Clear. I posted it in the chat.
Awesome. Yeah. It's just so good, you guys. And it's like, oh, okay. And not that it's not necessarily new. Like, we already knew, like, oh yeah, I need to, if I want to change my life, I need to change my habits, right? But that reminder, but the detail he gets into and the awareness and the conversations and the thoughts and the strategies, it's a very strategic book to think about your thinking, think about your habits, you know, the way that you're setting yourself up. And I mean, I put for myself time limits on my social media apps in the last 2 weeks and, you know, some things with friends and health choices and things in my home, just like shaping and shifting your environment. So just powerful.
I love it. We've got a question here from Julie.
Okay.
She says, I find myself, so she wants to talk about income producing activities. She says, I find myself in my accountability texts repeating the same actions just because I have to. Call and follow up with MTO, 2-7 practice, my class scripts, and it stops there. So just for those of you who are not familiar, we have found that the very best way, and I'm glad that we're starting with this one, because Diamond Club creates accountability, And there's another question in here about, you know, how can I create a culture of accountability? So I love this question. Accountability, we found, is best created in small numbers. In fact, it's a one-to-one. Like if you have a, I mean, let's just talk about marriage, right? Marriage is the ultimate accountability partnership, right? Like we are here to hold each other and to support each other and be each other's best cheerleaders. And it wouldn't be the same if there were like five of us, right? Like, and the same thing is true in business. Like if you want to really go somewhere, have a workout partner, same thing with the gym. So what she's talking about is, you know, the two texts a day. So we recommend that you send a text in the morning before 10 a.m. that says, here's what I'm creating today. And then you send a text by 10 p.m. that says, here's what I did create today. So it's just a return and report on what you actually accomplished.
Yeah.
So Julie, what I'm hearing you say is you're finding yourself repeating the same text, and what you really want to do is produce income from all the busyness, from all the activity. But from what I'm reading in the text, it looks like you're calling and following up and doing a lot of practice of the class scripts. So somebody else is asking what MTO stands for.
Yeah.
We'd love some clarity there.
Yeah. Do you want me to share?
Target Outrageous, right?
Yeah. It's a goal setting formula by Raymond Aron that I teach in. I have a free goal setting training on my website at Tiffany Speaks or in Success Academy, or you can find it on YouTube. It's all over. But I really love it, Andy, because it makes goals scalable. MTO stands for Minimum Target Outrageous. It is Raymond Aron's work, just to give credit where it's due. I just share it quite a bit, is that you set goals daily, like your exercise goals for the week, right? Like mine are 3 workouts minimum, target is 4, outrageous is 5 plus for me, right? But you might, then your daily contacting or weekly contacting, you might say minimum, I'm going to connect with 5 people a day, target is 10, outrageous for you might be 15 plus. For some of you, your minimum might be 15. And so it's just really being utilizing that. Why I love that is because where most people struggle with goals and goal setting is they have emotional scar tissue around setting goals they didn't achieve, right? Or they were the pie in the sky and that perfectionistic, the all or nothing thinking, versus really being in the mindset of minimum target outrageous is a progressive goal setting thought process. And so for your health goals, for your business goals, your income goals, as where you're at with that will make a difference. Someone's asking, whose is it? His name's Raymond Aron, A-A-R-O-N, Raymond Aron. You can find, there's a video on my YouTube channel about that called Goal Setting That Really Works, or you can hear about it in my 7 Strategies for Successful Goal Achievement is a free course on my website. You can find there as well and go through that. So, but I love that Julie's utilizing this. Mm-hmm. And she's asking this question, right? And say, okay, that she is doing, it sounds like her practice, but it stops there, that she's saying, maybe I want to go deeper. Maybe Julie, could you elaborate to this, love? Is to say, hey, when you say, talk about, you find yourself in this accountability, repeating the actions. So it sounds like you're doing the work. So maybe you could clarify how we can best maybe support you in a deeper level, potentially. I want to just make sure we're hitting what your need is.
And while we're waiting for her to respond, from what I can read, it sounds like the intention, like the declared goal, is just to call and follow up. So I wonder if a small shift in intention is to follow up and enroll, right? So maybe I'm going to follow up with 7 and enroll 5 today, or, you know, whatever that goal is, maybe the, maybe there's a range on each. I'm going to call and follow up with 7, 2 to 7, which is using the MTO. Yeah. I'm going to enroll 1 to 3. So maybe, I mean, I know that when Natalie started out, she was teaching lots of classes, but not getting enrollments. And so she came back and she was like, gosh, I'm so frustrated. I was like, well, what was your intention going in? And she's like, I just want to educate people. And I was like, well, you did that. They all came and they got educated. And she's like, yeah, but there's no sales. I was like, oh, so it sounds like your real intention was to educate and empower them. You wanted them to have oils in their homes so they had tools when they needed it and were truly empowered. So that shift in, I'm not just calling people just to chat it up. Like, I'm here on a mission, and for me to fulfill my mission, you got to have oils in your home. And so that was a huge shift for her. So now she starts every class with, my intention today is to both educate you and empower you. And what empowerment looks like is you having oils at your fingertips when you need them. So when your little kid has an earache at 2 a.m., you're not calling me. You've got the tea tree, the Melaleuca, whatever tool you need at your fingertips when you need it. So that could be a small shift. And oh, looks like Julie is dressed now and she's ready to come on live.
Okay.
So let's bring you on live. We're raising the bar for everybody to get dressed.
Everyone's got to get together. Get it together.
I love it.
Thank you. I really appreciate these calls, and today this came up for me, and it came up to as you were talking this morning, or just starting the call out. It came up again, so I said, just get on and just ask them. So I have this situation. I love that we're in an accountability group. I'm pretty consistent with it. You know, the 10-10, definitely that. My dilemma is, okay, call and follow up is important for me. I do that daily. And I, like I said, the MTOs, and that is something I learned from Tiffany. So thank you, Tiffany. I put, like, today, for instance, share success call is part of my activity for today. And on that topic alone, is that an income producing activity? That's what I'm asking. What are the good things for income producing activities? Yes. Being on a share call, is that an income producing activity? That's where I'm having the push and pull, because I love these calls. I benefit from them, but is it an income producing activity for me? So that's my question in a nutshell.
Great question. Can I ask, have you been through Success Academy? Is that where we connect?
Not yours. No, I haven't. I've done which one? You offered one many years ago. I've never done your actual classes, like when you're live with you, but I've done your program.
Okay. So one of the things we talk about in the time management week and being intentional about activities, right, is that you have marketing and sales or income producing, revenue producing, I call them RPAs, revenue producing activities. You have that as a core priority in your schedule. You have fulfillment time, right? Which is, you might be, that would be mentoring and connecting, coaching and developing your people, or maybe sending off welcome packets, things like that. I mean, doTERRA is corporate, of course, does the fulfillment in terms of product, right? But then there's a section, there's three tiers that we're regularly focused on in building a sustainable business. And the other one is business development time, that we're doing things to work on the business that help improve systems, support, mindset, skill to help us with the improvement. So I would personally put coaching under a business development activity. Okay. Of time blocking in my schedule, and the way that I teach that in my success, my coaching, my business coaching course. And so I think it matters. It's like I'm working on the business as well, because those do help directly, indirectly create income, right? It's like getting your mindset right, developing your skills, learning about leadership, learning about productivity. Those are all things that will help you up-level your business. But a technicality, I would put that under a business development activity. Okay. But income producing or revenue producing activities will have anything to do, right, directly with, hey, I'm hosting a class, I'm following up with people, I'm sampling people, I'm at a trade show, I'm, you know, doing my content for my newsletter, right? Is it under sales and marketing type activities that help nourish people to buy and become there? But I think ask intuitively, like, how much value do you feel you get by joining us at the Share Success Call?
Oh, girl, I've mentioned it before and I keep saying it's a rock in my schedule. It's something that I do. It's on the schedule. It's not, if I've missed it, it's because, you know, something else, you know, has taken that time from me. Wednesday, yeah. Here I'm in the East Coast. So it's Wednesday's 10:30. Even my family knows I'm on the call. You know, so it's a set thing on my schedule. I do also attend like our team meetings, and I know that's important because so that's where I wanted to I guess that's what it is. I needed to break down what you just said, the social media marketing, the technical, you know, the business, and know that yes, these are income produced, you know, IPAs or RPAs. They are, and not feel guilty that I'm at a call when I can be making a phone call, even though I have a phone call scheduled in my, you know, I have a CF scheduled on my, you know, my schedule. I have it on my calendar.
Right.
Okay. That brought me some clarity.
Yeah. And I love, you know, Andrew says in the chat box here on Zoom says absolutely an income producing activity for me because I'm sharpening the axe. Or Gwen says, I count this call under the prepare pipe. It's definitely a business building activity is you can think of it. Right. It has a direct correlation. I do think, right, it's just being in discernment. Does this bring me up? Does it elevate me?
Yes.
If it's going to elevate, if it's elevating you, then it's going to influence how you show up in those calls with your mentoring, with your closing and your sales and so forth. And so like I technically would put my workouts under income producing activities because they elevate my energy. Right? And my energy is what makes me more magnetic to closing sales and influencing that. And so I do love that you're talking about this. Looks like Andy's also put a great link in the Zoom chat box.
Yeah. And I you know what, for me, you know, now that I'm hearing it and getting, it was the validation. I guess I didn't want to feel, you know, that I don't want to say guilt, but could I be using my time elsewhere? But it's definitely because I do benefit greatly from these calls, from our team calls. It's later in the evening on a Monday, so we're good with that. Yeah. Then maybe just understanding, you know, like I guess I just got to review your. I know you have it on your YouTube channels, and that was one of my hesitations. I said, oh, you can just go to her YouTube and find the answer to your IPAs. But I'm glad I asked because it brought validation, and if anybody else is sharing, I didn't read the text yet, but. Yeah. So thank you so much. That was clarity. Yeah.
So you can also, the link is to the success check-in, which is basically the most basic accountability form that we have in doTERRA. It's like, okay, if you want to be accountable for what you're doing and it's not producing at the level that you want, this form just makes it as simple as it possibly can be. There's a way to score your income producing activities, which is the I, P, and E, right? Invite, present, and enroll. At the end of the day, if you're not doing those three things, you will not produce income.
Oh, so, that's great.
So of
that,
course,
that hit it.
Yeah, of course, preparing yourself, the personal development, it all sharpens the saw, like somebody posted in the comments. And you know, supporting your team, it's crucial. But at the end of the day, if you don't do those three things, then there won't be,
I'm gonna be stuck
coming out at the end of the funnel. So if you're in it to win it, like if you're here to create income, then we need to make sure those three things are happening. So obviously the more you prepare, the better you're going to perform at those three things. But I love the way this form just makes it so simple. Like this is it, like the dark green part of that pipe is the IPE. And it's so clear.
Yes. Thank you. That definitely made an aha for me, you know, because that's what I need. I need more clarity. And to confirm and to validate that what I'm doing, because it's making sure that I'm doing the right things for myself, but not only for myself. I need to tweak something, because if it's not income producing, then why am I doing it? You know?
Yeah, so, totally.
And because I've that's my year for clarity and structure. So I'm on that path. I'm on that momentum. So I just got more clarity on that. So thank you so much for your services.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Love it. We're so glad you're here, Julie. Like, I just love your vivacious energy. And I just am thankful that you shared some of this. I think that there was some good clarification for all of us here. And Andy, you're getting some love in the Zoom chat box too, that it sounds like that sheet is a really powerful thing for y'all to have. I assume you'll post that on our Facebook live group too. So if people want to download it off Facebook, they can too.
Yep.
But thank you guys.
Thank you, Julie. Great question.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, we've got a question from Jay on Facebook Live. He says, I've got on a class on Saturday, and he says, top 10 beginners all stressed out on a budget. Mm-hmm. I'm not totally clear if he's saying like that's the topic. Best approach. Maybe you can clarify for us, Jay, on Facebook, what exactly you mean by that. We also have a question from Miss Kyle. I'm hunting for a baby Diamond Club group. I'm not there to. I'm not qualified yet for full Diamond Club. Looking for a group who wants to follow all the things for Diamond Club and support each other and hold each other accountable. First of all, namaste, Miss Kyle. I love the fact that you're doing this, because do you need Diamond Club to be successful? No, you do not. It's simply a tool, and it can serve you, and it might serve you for the first 2 months of Diamond Club if you qualify. But if you're not in it, it does not mean you cannot win it. So I love the fact that you're out there creating the same benefits of Diamond Club without having to be in it. So, man, there's a million ways to find accountability partners, right? Like, and here's my biggest invite is make that your first priority, right? Like, it'd be really easy to say, well, I'm looking for someone who's my exact age and at the same rank and, you know, like does their hair the same way as me. And the fact is, you don't need that. Like if you're looking for accountability, you can get that from anyone, anywhere. So just go out there and get it. Like Facebook, there's probably 2 million people out there that you could connect with. Yeah. And you could find it. So you've got people right now on Facebook who are on the chat here in Zoom that are saying, hey, I'll be your partner. So I love the fact that your clarity has delivered it to you on a silver platter.
I love it. And I love seeing in the chat box too. It looks like there's two of you that are connecting and getting each other's contact information, and they're going to do it together. But you know what I love about that question, Andy? Like, I'm so lit up right now. That, and who was it that asked that question?
It was Jamie. Oh no, sorry.
No, it was, who was it? Baby Diamond Club.
Ms. Kyle, MS Kyle.
MS Kyle, Ms. Kyle.
Yeah.
You know what I love about that? That's such a winner's mindset.
Yep.
That is such a champion mindset. That is such a like, hey, rather than like, oh, I don't qualify, or I don't fit this thing, or I'm not this, or I'm not there yet. Like, oh, I guess ho-hum, I'll just not. It's like, okay, well, I want to do all the same actions and behaviors. I'm going to act as if. I'm going to lean in. I'm going to go for it, right? It's like the power of that. I just want to acknowledge that. That is such a boss move. Right? Like,
totally.
It's like mindset, like I'm joining, I'm in it. So I just cheers to you, Miss Kyle, for being a rock star and thinking that way and saying, okay, I'm going to create my own. I'm going to like get after it.
Totally. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
We have a problem.
What?
The problem is privilege.
Oh boy. We're going there today.
I'm serious.
I know. Go there. Just go there. I'm all right. Go for it.
So when we have a million different options and we have a million ways to spend our time, and if we're fortunate enough to not really need income, then guess what happens? we kind of lean in, we kind of dabble, we kind of dip our toes in. And at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't work. Oh, well. But as Natalie and I have traveled the world to Haiti, to Kenya, to Ghana, to some of the poorest countries in the world, do you know what their options are? Produce or die. Period. Produce or die. So they don't have the privilege, really, of saying, you know what? I don't really feel like making money today. I'm just going to scroll through all of the socials and just, you know, kill some time. Like, we seriously have a problem of privilege. And you want to get it? Then go out there and get it. Like, there's no excuse. An accountability partner is a fantastic way to do it. But at the end of the day, like, your accountability to you. And so you want to find out what it's like to not have options? You know, go to these developing countries and work side by side in the field with these people. And guess what? They're getting it. Because it is hand to mouth, day in and day out. And so I'm a little bit passionate too, friend. Like, I am.
You go with it. Go with it.
I'm feeling it. And I mean, let's just be honest. I need social media. Is it true? No, it's not. Mm-mm. So you want accountability? You find a partner and you say, here's my login to all my socials. Go in and change my password right now. And if you don't get your goal, they delete all your accounts. Or they post something like, today I pooped my pants. Like, you want accountability? Create it. Like, it's not freaking rocket science. It's pretty darn simple. Like, you want something, you go get it. So if anybody's got excuses today, I'd invite you to, you know, raise your hand and come on next, because they're probably not going to stand up too long.
Bringing the heat today, Brother Goddard. So very true is that, you know, it's being aware and being intentional and like, wow, okay. And it's really choosing in where you're at and like, okay, what kind of impact do you want to make? And what do you need to create? And to create to his point, like your own accountability or create your own form of Diamond Club. I just think that's, you know, so I'm just giving an amen. That's just good. That's just real good.
Okay. We got some clarity from Jay on his question. I'm sorry, on her question. That was my bad, Jay. That's probably not a mistake. That was fun for you. I apologize. So Jay is asking, I'm trying to educate, but they just tell us about the oils that we can afford under $25. So it sounds like you're struggling to build the value of the oils. And so,
but Andy, to the point of that is rather than, I think it begins with our mindset, like that we don't feel defeated about that. If someone says, hey, I can only afford this, or I'm at this point, or I can't do much, is like, I think about Shannon McCabe, shout out to cute Shannon in Wisconsin. And she's on Carrie Utz's front line. And Shannon McCabe came to a class and bought one bottle of lemon oil. And we'd laugh and joke about it. One bottle of lemon, right? Which you're probably not going to be stoked about. She's now a diamond leader on Kari's front line.
Wow.
That one bottle of lemon. So yes, I get to your point. Like, there's part of the conversation is, well, how do we extend or extract the value and help see the awareness and the need and so forth, and to help those humans? And I'm also saying, though, your mindset is, at whatever level people are going to opt in, I want you to be thrilled for them, because your energy is everything, right? And if you come to that conversation and they're like, hey, this is what I truly can do right now is, you know, maybe I can get started with a bottle of, you know, or the trio kit, lavender, lemon, and peppermint. And instead of you being like, well, ho hum, that wasn't a diamond kit. It's like, cool, let's get you educated in using those three oils. So some of it, I want to take that take about it is you got to celebrate whatever level someone's saying yes, right? And really help them as if you're helping, you know, your biggest hero in your mind, hero or shero, like get started with oils, like showing up with that mindset. And then yes, to your point, wherever, if you want to go next to, is like how we help build the value or help them see that. Well, one, it's like helping them experience the oils and knowing what they can use for them. And here's your basics, you know, what are your biggest goals or your top health challenges that you or your children are facing, right? I'm always going to lead with questions of how we, the more people engage, the higher they convert. So we want to lead with questions with that. But I'm going to say both things is yes, let's grow the value and lead that with questions. But I also want you to have the mindset that, hey, even if we get someone started with a little trio kit or a bottle of lemon, you just never know. What matters though is they use that bottle of lemon and we educate them. Here's how you use it and how you get it in your body, in your cleaning products, in your home, in your diffusing or your, or, you know, up-leveling. Is if that we just see it that way. See, again, when we're mission-minded and we're on purpose, I promise you purpose is what leads all the abundance that you're wanting. And you show up and you treat it that way versus the like, because back to this conversation on privilege, how often have we also eliminated someone or not given someone the time of day because we've made an assumption, oh, they're not a builder type. Oh, they're not going to have any money. Oh, they don't this or they don't that, especially if they live in the United States, right? Mm-hmm. Where people rent buildings to store stuff they don't use. It's one of the most growing markets in real estate is storage units, right? I mean, talk about, well, just being honest, like people in the US, like we have, you know, again, it's not to say I have empathy for wherever people are at, but they have the ability to get resources. And so anyway, I'm a little passionate about it as well. You've just activated it in all of us. We're all like, yes, let's get out of this. But the reality is how often have you been the one to make an assumption about someone? Oh, they can't afford it or they're not the builder type versus like if someone's saying, hey, I'd like to do a little bit, help them, meet them where they're at.
Totally. And I love like if I were in a class and I were to get those comments, like, hey, can we just talk about the cheap oils? Like under $25 is my budget for today. I'd be like, oh, I totally hear you. And I validate what you're saying. Like, I remember when I first got started with doTERRA, I read the price stick, you know, the sticker price of helichrysum and my jaw was on the ground, right? Like, so validate that, right? Like, let them know, hey, it's okay to think that something that small could be worth that much. And then tell stories, right? Add value, just pour in the education and let them know why every ounce of value is there. Man, I wish I could take all of you on the trips that I've been on. I have a huge team in Romania. And do you know what the average income is there? $300 a month. Mm. Same thing in Brazil, $300 a month. Do you know what the monthly requirement is for builders in both markets? It's the same as here, 100 PV. So try to imagine carving a third of your monthly income and allocating that for oils. Well, guess what? Romania and Brazil are the two fastest growing markets for doTERRA. Romania just broke two presidential diamonds. They've got like dozens and dozens of diamonds. They're crushing it. So what's our excuse? Like you can sit here and you can make up all the excuses in the world, but the fact is the value is there. And until you can bring the energy and the passion and the education, don't expect them to get it either.
Yeah.
Like that's your job. You get to lead that energy and lead that, just like Tiffany said, that purpose, right? Like when you are on purpose and on point, they're going to get it.
So true. Anyone else feeling like getting lit up today or, you know, feeling the light on that?
We've got a question here from Celeste. I've been listening to the Darren Daily. Awesome. Yes. So apparently Darren has some coaching program for $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a good investment for me? Okay. So should we jump on this soapbox?
Yeah, I would invite her to first absolutely go to leadership, because she's saying, should I, you know, leadership training from doTERRA. I invite you to go to leadership and just soak that up. You're going to have a great experience. Andy, I also want you to elaborate to the training you're doing and hosting the day before, because I think there's so much value there. I think you're going to have a great experience. But I personally would say, if someone's looking for coaching support, I mean, it's not just a shameless plug, but the reality is I've been coaching thousands and thousands of people in doTERRA for the last 8 years. And so if you're looking for coaching support, I'd invite you to take a peek at my Success Academy course. My next group will begin in April, and coachwithtiffany.com is that website. But I think in terms of coaching and content, there's so much good stuff. But Andy, I want you to share the event you're hosting, because I think that will be so worthwhile for people to go to.
Yeah. So I think where we're at right now in doTERRA is a unique place. Never before have I talked to more people who are saying the market is saturated. The same way of sampling and inviting to classes is not working like it used to. So what do you do if that is the case? What do you do if the stuff that was working isn't working anymore? And here's what I found. The leaders who know what their mission is are not having any of those issues. The leaders who have a bigger purpose than, you know, I just want to hit silver, or I just want to have a couple hundred bucks. Like if they have a passion and they have a calling, right? Like if doTERRA is filling for them this deep seated need in their soul, they're pushing through and they're finding ways to connect with people and to show the value and get enrollments and grow their team. So as Natalie and I have been coaching people over the past 3 to 6 months, that is our number one find, is there's a breakdown in mindset. There's a breakdown in people's why. And so we are partnering with Chris Smith to bring this powerful training. He just trained all of our blue and presidential diamonds in Hawaii last month, and he rocked their worlds. Like, These are leaders who you would think would have massive clarity around their why. And they came out saying, oh my gosh, like, I've never been more clear. And clarity leads to certainty, and certainty leads to power. So if you want to be powerful, if you want to be an influencer, if you want to be able to show the value of a $500 kit, or if you want to show the value of joining you and becoming a builder, then get clear. Get clear on your why, get clear on your purpose, and learn how to convey it in a way that people get it. Because I find that a lot of people have this passion and it's real, but they don't know how to convey it. And so they keep falling short. They keep trying and just not connecting the message with their audience. So that's our intention at our event in Phoenix. It's called Courageous Leadership, and it's going to be from 12 to 7, I believe. And it's the day before leadership. It's $20, and it's going to rock your world. So I hope you'll join us. The website is courageousleadership.co.
Love it. Go hang out with Andy Goddard in person and live in the flesh. Wise choice. He might even give you a ride in his car.
Yeah?
Go get a burger and fries.
Dude, that's the photo I should have posted this morning about the call, was the In-N-Out photo.
Hey, every once in a while, you guys, I just, you know, you need a good burger. Just saying.
It's true.
You know, every once in a while. All right. Do you have any other questions on Facebook or here with us live? Let's maximize. We've got about 6 minutes before we're scheduled to wrap, and that's plenty of time. What else is up for you, truly? Like, when you think about what are you needing? What is up for you? Are you experiencing? We'd love to support you.
We've got comments on Facebook saying, that's my biggest block, is finding my why.
Yeah. Gwen's asking, if they can attend, is there another way to get the training on finding their why? Something on the Share Success website about that.
That is a really good question. We might record it. There's always lots of technical stuff and lots that goes with that. But we are open. So if there's enough demand, I mean, let's be honest. Nothing will ever compare to being at an event live. Nothing. Right? This is why Tony Robbins has not switched to only doing online trainings. Mm-hmm. Because live is where the power is. So we're not going to commit to anything. But we're passionate about getting this message out. So we'll just have to see.
Yeah. When is leadership again? I know it's March. March what?
Yep. So it's March 11th and 12th. And this training is on March 10th.
Awesome. Speaking of Tony Robbins, I go to Tony Robbins on March 12th to San Jose.
What?
So you'll come home from leadership the following Wednesday. So I'll be with y'all on Wednesday the 11th, but following Wednesday the 18th. Andy's going to be lit up because he'll come back from leadership. I'm going to come up, be lit up coming back from Tony Robbins, his Unleash the Power Within. I'm going to that.
I love it. Okay, we've got a
question. Guys, March, I'm telling you what, March is going to be hot to trot, everybody.
It's time to get lit.
Yes. I'm serious. Like, let's vivaciously light it up.
I love it. So we've got a question on Facebook. Gianna is asking, experiencing slight overwhelm with all the back to basics implementation. First of all, Gianna, I hear you. if anybody's done the math on that funnel, you need to sample. So the recommendation is to do 4 classes and each of those classes have 10 people, all of which have been like perfectly sampled before they attend. So if you do the math on what's taught at Back to Basics, that's 150 people that you get to effectively sample, not just like throw out at a trade show, but like you've taken the time to place a sample and empower. So I hear you. Like, those numbers suck, you know? Like, if you've got 80 hours a week to work, then power to you, but that those numbers are kind of stacked against you. So I would just say connect with people and serve from the heart space instead of becoming a sample Nazi and, you know, just blasting the world with samples. I guess if you've got that work ethic to work 80 hours a week and you love it, I'd say go for it. But I would just say connect with what works, which is when you know a person, then you know, like, you can feel their heart and you can feel their need and you can serve to that space. So to make these blanket rules that absolutely every individual has to be sampled before they sit in my class, like, really? Laura Jacobs built to gold without sharing a single sample. So I'm pretty sure that's not the universal rule that applies to everyone. So that's my two cents. Tiffany, anything, or we have another question from Jay.
Oh, I think you handled that well.
So Jay is saying, my biggest block is I feel like there's too much to know and I can't fit it all in my brain. Plus, I feel like not everyone is a great teacher. Tiff, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, full head, like full brain. Like, hey, can I be excused? My brain's full, teacher, right? Kind of thing. I just think, you know, honor the draw. Honor where you're drawn to, right? And sometimes that's going with the crowd. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's your own path. It's honoring where you feel drawn and what you're feeling led and guided to. And then realize that it isn't about perfect, because that's perfectionistic thinking to say, I need to know all the things, right? Rather than saying for this week or this month, I'm really studying, you know, habits or closing techniques, or I'm really focused on, you know, my own self-care, or I'm really focusing on oil education, you know, whatever, all the various things that you're thinking, gosh, I could learn about this, that, and the other. You're right. There's a lot. And I just invite you to honor what you're drawn to and deciding, say a week at a glance, this week I'm focusing on learning this, right? I think is a powerful way to implement, create, you know, and creating change. Yeah. Just, yeah. Cause all of us, you know, you're in a different thought process. Like some weeks I'm really studying something in mindset, and then I'm studying something in marketing, and then I'm studying something in leadership, and studying something in belief breakthrough. You know, a variety of things, but it's just choosing where you feel drawn to at the point, you know, the point in time that you're at is honoring that. Andy, anything you'd add to that?
No, but I would love to take it home kind of on that thought.
Let's roll, go there, take us home.
Natalie and I have found that the inspired life is the only life. There's something in our psyche that if we're lacking certainty, we go outside ourselves to find it elsewhere. So we go to an expert, we go to a rock star, we go to a strong personality, right? And is there always value to be gained from, you know, learning from experts? Absolutely. But I'm here to tell you that the inspired life is the good life. Like following your heart and following your heart song is going to lead you to your mission and your purpose and your tribe. So trying to use any kind of external voice or external system that is basically just checklist living will only get you so far. Is it useful? Absolutely. Can it get you all the way? Never. So my message today is the inspired life is the high life. And that's the path that I see Natalie choosing. And I love her for that. Like she, like nobody else I know, she waits for the inspiration before she goes. And then when she goes, look out world. And so I'm here to invite you to do your meditation, do your prayer, do your whatever practice it is that serves you to get your download, to get your inspiration, and then you're unstoppable.
I love that so much. It's so true. So thank you for adding that. And it's so true that both of you live that way, but as being connected to a higher power and a higher purpose and being inspired and where you're going and serving and what's right for you, right? Is that you're choosing into that and being led directly. Nothing more powerful, as you know, like even for years, I used to have these t-shirts we would sell at my live events that would say on them, if you remember this, Andy, that says, God is my CEO.
I love that shirt so much.
And so it's being aware that your higher power, your God, your maker is your true boss, so to speak. And by boss, I really like more of your partner you're in partnership with, and saying, inspire me. Where am I going? Who's leading me? Or where am I, you know, who am I feeling led to connect with and do, and what's best and right for me? That's an inspired life. I love it. So thank you for bringing us back to some truth gems this morning. So rich to be with all of you. I hope you have a great rest of your last few days of February. Make them count, right? Really start to commit, plant that Sunday is March 1st, my friends, and we will be back here next Wednesday, ready to go. There's some cool things in the works. So hopefully you're feeling that vibration and that energy. I invite you to truly get intentional about your creative powers. You are powerful, powerful creators. So set your intentions, put those seeds in the ground, water them, nourish them. There's great things that are coming for you. We know that. We know that principle is true. So we love you. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you on social media, various places you can connect with us, and we'll be back here next Wednesday at the same time.
Love y'all. See ya.